PFT Media.
Hey, are you ready for this? Come on, baby, push it, push it. Hey, are you ready for this? Come on, baby, push it, push it. Hey, are you ready for this? Come on, baby, push it, push it, yeah. Are you ready for this? Come on, push it, push it. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Orlando Opinions. My name is Mark Baratelli, and I talk about businesses in Orlando, sometimes throw shade, sometimes give compliments, and most of all, I make fun of myself. I am the editor of The Daily City. None of my opinions on this show or anybody who appears on this show bear any semblance or have anything to do with The Daily City and the content on the site and the company that owns The Daily City. On The Daily City, I been professional, and here I am myself. First story is Escape Artist is coming to Orlando. Escape Artist is an escape room. They have a location in Sanford. And they're coming to Orlando, and they're opening in the most curious of places, Baldwin Park Village Center. And you might think, what the hell are they thinking? What is Baldwin Park Village Center thinking? Baldwin Park is restaurants and coffee shops and fancy people and lakefront seating. This is a escape room. But here's the thing. Hear me out. Check it. Double deck it on the record button. Naked. What are you going to do before you show up to the escape room? Maybe get a coffee. Maybe get dinner. What are you going to do after escape room? Maybe get a wine or a cocktail at one of the restaurants. Yes, this is a business that's going to drive traffic to downtown Baldwin Park Village Center and build it up to the community and to the retail powerhouse juggernaut that we know it can become. Baldwin Park, it's just the beginning. Story number two, Advent Health Winter Park Memorial Hospital. I just learned in doing this story that it used to be called Winter Park Hospital or Memorial, and now it's Advent Health, all one word, bitch, please. Advent Health Winter Park Memorial. They're making changes to a public-facing area on its property at the corner of North Lakemont and Goodrich Avenue. It's good to be rich on Goodrich. So this is what it is. You can see it clear as day. You can pull off on the side of the road like a weirdo like I am and peek over the fence. It is, because they have a construction fence hiding it. Behind the construction fence, you can see 8 palm trees. And they're the gigantic palm trees, fully grown. They're like the ones that are outside the back entrance, the back door entrance of Millennium Mall. And also at the tip of the New Broad Street in Baldwin Park? Yeah. The tall palm trees, like they're planted and they don't get any taller. They're just always that height and they're like huge, long palm fronds. So they create a lot of shade. So they've got 8 of those, but right now they don't have the palm fronds released. They kind of have them in like a top knot. And behind it is a screen that clearly is hiding the mechanics and machinery and the silver boxes behind it. But the screen is printed. So it's like a screen that's hiding it. But there's a printing of oak trees, like artisanal, artistic styled oak tree printing on this screen. And it looks like a swamp, but I looked closer. So it's the picture, like old, like 200-year-old oak trees, like swamps of original Orlando, Florida, of Central Florida. And then at the bottom, it looks like swamp, but I think it's just the same oak trees, just sort of mushed, you know, not tapioca pudding, you put a filter on it, and it's like just the same trees but filtered out. So you've got palm trees planted in front of a screen printed with oak trees, and then they've got clearly these seating areas, these white benches, but they look like real Miami benches. They're round and circular, and they're kind of oblong and really funky. It's like in a funky artistic area of town, but it's in front front of a hospital. So I write the hospital. First of all, I wrote the city, and I said, this is me typing. Hello. What the hell's going on with these palm trees and this oak tree screen? Ding! They write me back. Hello, you need to talk to the hospital. Here's the name and the email. So I say, hello, hospital, email. I'd like to know what's happening with these palm trees. They write back and say, we're not ready to talk about it.
What?
Why? Why? It's a screen with palm trees. You can't... All I really wanted to know was, is it a park? Is it just a fancy bus stop? I don't know. What is... We're not ready to talk about it this time. And I'm not saying he was rude, because he wasn't rude. He was completely professional, treated me very professionally. There was nothing wrong with his email. But the mystery of what is this weird thing and the fact you can't tell me. And then my boyfriend, who's the calm in the storm, was like, well, you know, why don't you let them wait and let them tell their story? They'll send you a press release and then you can tell the story. I'm like, no, I'm here and I'm here to type and tell the story now. I want to tell the story now. So I wrote, I was like, oh, you're not going to tell me the story? Hospital? I'm going to go back to the city. So I wrote the city. Hello, city. Send me every single document you have about anything going on with this hospital. Well, goddamn it, they did. So many documents that I don't know what the fuck they're doing. Okay, I'll tell you, it's two things going on. But I can't figure it out. So I'm not going to write on the blog, and I probably shouldn't even be talking about it here. But this is more of a casual moment. So it's either that there's two things going on. They have... Wait, I wrote it down here so I wouldn't get it wrong. Oh, no, I didn't. I was going to keep it a secret. Yeah, never mind. Never mind. Because I don't want the guy at the hospital to get mad at me, you know, and I don't want the city. I don't want him to get mad at me. So why don't we just wait? Well, wait. It's one of two things. Neither of them are really exciting if what I read is correct. So just hold on. Shut up. And now it's time for the next story. The next story is, just because it's about Disney doesn't mean you need to hate, so shut your fucking mouth. Disney's gondola transportation system, similar to those used at snow skiing resorts in several cities around the world, will open to passengers September 29th. This is why you should care. Because in Central Florida, you don't get the chance to have funky, fun, cool transportation options. You don't, you know, we got the sort of Sunrail, and we have buses, which you're not riding. And we're going to get the scooters that are going to be coming from the company that the bike rent. Lime scooters are coming. So, like... This is really interesting to you because we don't get to ride gondolas. And it turns out the gondolas are not, they're not just for snow skiing places, which I thought they were. I did a little bit more digging. Cities actually use these for parts of their public transportation system. There's two cities in the U.S. that do this, Portland and New York City, and a few others in South America and across the world. The first gondola that was ever built for use in the U.S. was in 1957. So when you read these stories by Disney, no shades of Disney, but they're saying this is like state-of-the-art technology. This is 1957 technology. I mean, maybe it's a little more modern, you know. Now we're using, you know, plastics instead of paper or whatever, wood or hair, human hair, horse hair, you know. But essentially, it's a very old technology. And you don't know that because that technology stopped being used. It's not used. And whenever they ripped up the trolleys and the trolley cars, when the cars were invented, that's when your opportunity to experience true public transportation was lost. So every time you get in the car, you should say, fuck you, car. You're the reason I don't get to ride gondolas. But now you get to ride gondolas, but it costs you $1,000 for the silver annual pass at Disney. And I recommend nothing but the silver because here's the thing about me. I'm like L'Oreal, I'm worth it. I don't need closeout dates. If it's a Tuesday morning and I say I've had a rough Monday, I'm going to go to Epcot, I'm going to Epcot. I'm not dealing with blackout dates. Christmas Day, if I feel like I need to get away from the world, I want to see Christmas wreaths, I want to see kids, I want to wait in parking lines in the parking lot, I'm going to go. So, yes, it's $1,000. And divide that by 12 months. What is that? Something a month? I don't know. If you can't afford it, I'm sorry. Maybe, okay, go get one of the other passes. But do the gondolas. Yeah, I think it's worth taking time. And now on to our next story. Daily City next story. I got a comment from the Jim Colbert show on 104.1, which I'm floored by, first of all. The comment is that he's coming. Well, not him, because I don't know who wrote the comment. The comment was, we are coming. And where are they coming? They're coming to the Indoor Farmers Market. This is not an ad for Indoor Farmers Market. This is someone who has been a fan of this human being. Not like a big super fan. Like I don't cover my walls in photos of him. And, you know, I don't go see him if he does live telebroadcasts at Universal Studios. I don't know. I remember a million years ago, I had this part-time job where my job was to drive from Lowe's to Home Depot all across Central Florida, all across. And I love this job. I didn't like the driving so much, but my job was to straighten and clean this plant sellers area at each of these stores. And I love to straighten. You should see my apartment. It's filthy, roaches everywhere, boogers that I pick out of my nose are sitting on the couch, but every book, every piece of paper, every pair of scissors, the plates, the dishes, everything has a place, a purpose. It's straight, it's clean, it's neat. It's not clean. So this was a great job. And while that is when I discovered The Monsters in the Morning, this show that it didn't change my life, but I felt like it's such a good show was back then. I haven't listened to it lately. I'm sure it's still good, but this is what I pictured, is that they all were in the room, and the analogy I thought of was like keeping a ball in the air. They were so good at doing that and never letting this energy die. It was always high energy. As soon as they would come back from commercial, it was like, and like if a joke didn't land, they would make fun of it and go into the next thing and like move on. And there was like no, they did not suffer fools, you know. If you weren't funny, they would be like, get out of here, you don't belong on this show. And now he has his own show. He was like, and he was the person on that show who was the best at improv, the best at storytelling, the best at doing that, keeping the ball in the air. And so when I learned that he got his own show, I was like, good for him. I stopped listening a long time ago, not to the whole channel, for my own personal reasons. I don't remember what they were, but to see that comment that this celebrity, because he's a celebrity, he's a local celebrity, Central Florida, and I think that thing is nationally put on the internet, for them to come is great. I mean, like, that's great. Like, for someone who's putting on an event, like, that's really cool that someone famous is going to come. Because I know he's into food, and I thought maybe that's why he's coming. Because I don't know if he still does, but he used to have, like, a cooking show. So maybe he's into the food aspect of it, which is good because we have a lot of food aspect to get in. A lot of food to offer. Now, here's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid that he's going to come to the event, and he's going to get in that line, and he's going to wait, he's going to get angry, and he's going to leave. Because that happened to a couple people that I know. So I need to make sure that I remember after I leave recording this to message them and say, hey, you're a celebrity, I'm going to get you in, you know. And if anybody has any problem with that, I'll let you in if you have 500,000 people that listen to your show and there's the potential that you're going to go on your show and talk about my project that I bust my balls to put on for you assholes. So if you have reach like that, yeah, I'll get you in. I'll give you VIP. I'll lift the velvet rope and let you in. But if you don't, understand that I'm doing this so that he will talk about the program, or he will talk about the event on his program, and then the event will continue to grow and have life. So like, don't get mad at me for trying to do an event that supports local food. That's me typing to myself. Take a note, Maria. Thank you for listening to Orlando Opinions. If you like the show, please tell a friend because we need some subscribers. I don't need it, but I mean, like, it would be great to have more subscribers if you think it's good. And if you don't think it's good, why are you listening? Why don't you unsubscribe? If you don't like it, unsubscribe. Because I don't want people to listen to this and like go, oh, he's so stupid. Or at least if you're going to do that, tell somebody else to subscribe. And then you unsubscribe so that there's like a 0-0 net gain. It's a win-lose. It's a win-lose situation. So I'm winning and you're a loser. Thanks for listening. We're on Instagram at The Daily City. And remember, use that hashtag I just made up. The Daily City. I love you. Ooh.